As tripe magnate Sir Josiah Fosdyke recovers in hospital, his family is causing him grave concern. Top air ace Albert is pushing himself to the limits of endurance in his outrageous aerial duels with von Richthofen. Daughter Victoria has rejected nursing in her quest for female equality, and Tom, now a prisoner of war, languishes deep in the heart of Germany. The Tripe King's sole consolation is the continued expansion of his empire under the temporary guidance of his wife. But, unbeknown to them both, even this is threatened by the impending actions of his arch-enemy, Roger Ditchley. The Fosdyke Saga, a story of tripe.
Shut up, you animals! Shut up! Do you want to destroy Fosdyke's or not?
Yeah.
No, I don't.
Who are you?
I'm the barman.
Into the canal with him! Now pay attention or you'll follow him. Here's what we do. We form a small tripe man's association. We buy putrid tripe in bulk and sell cheaply. We move into Fosdyke areas, Canal Street, Seg Lane, Gas Alley, and take his customers. He can't do a thing because it's all legal. Everything we do is strictly within the law.
Hold it, mate, hold it. You're a stickler for the law. How do we make people buy our rotten goods?
Yeah. You explain to them logically that by buying from us, they cut out the middleman and therefore save money. And if that don't work, you hit them.
What about the Fosdyke vans?
Ah, well, here we may have to bend the law a little. Smash the windows, steal the load, and set fire to the lorries.
Here, this is beginning to sound like Burnley.
Oh, no. What do you mean, Boyle?
I was there during the tripe war, and I'm telling you it were horrible. Men with pickles jammed up their noses, others stuffed with cow eel. And what they did with pigs' trotters doesn't bear repeating.
Exactly. The Salford tripe war will utterly destroy Fosdyke's. And if you're not prepared for that kind of warfare, Boyle, you're no use to us.
You lot don't know what it's like. I don't want no part of another tripe war.
Right, you yellow-bellied coward. Then let's use him as a warning to Fosdyke.
No, please, no. No.
I'll tell you what, Fussy. This camp's no half bad.
Right, Jock. I think we've fallen on our feet here. And the food's good, too.
Aye. Fosdyke, McGree, over here.
Sir.
About time you two got down to work. Nobody skives on this camp, you know. We've all got something to occupy us.
Yes, sir.
Sports, handicrafts, good works. I run the snooker team. Lieutenant Crumb looks after the badminton. Captain Fanshawe takes flower arranging, though we don't talk about him. And Parkinson is hoping the Red Cross will send us a pantomime horse this Christmas.
Amateur dramatics, sir?
No, he's hoping to start a parallel team. And speaking of Red Cross, I think I'd better start you two off on food parcels. Report out, Sam.
Yes, sir.
Ah, you're the two new chaps, aren't you? Right, close the door. Let's get you started. Fosdyke, you over there packing. McGree, you over here wrapping and addressing.
But, sir, I thought we'd come to unpack the food parcels.
Unpack? Good Lord, Fosdyke. We don't get food parcels here. We send them back to those poor devils in Blighter.
But we were told that...
We can't possibly eat all the magnificent food that Comet and Schmidt arranges for us. The lads in the chaplain's ballet class wouldn't be able to get into their dresses.
Did you say Schmidt, sir?
Yes. In peacetime, one of the major food manufacturers in Germany.
Oh. I wonder if I could be excused for a few moments, sir.
Aha. Overdid the dumplings and frankfurters for breakfast, eh? Yes, carry on. I quite understand.
Thank you, sir.
What a stroke of luck. Another chance to talk business for the future with my good friend Helmut.
It's a fine evening for a stroll, Becky.
Now don't overdo it, Joss.
You've only been out of hospital 2 days.
I'm fine, love. We'll just go down to the abattoir and back to give me the use of my legs. And if I feel up to it, we'll look in at the works.
What's that in that entry, Joss?
Well, it looks like a bundle of... No, Becky, I do believe it's a guy. Oh. In February, these kids are starting earlier every year. My God. Hey, Becky, don't look. It's a human being. He's been tarred and triped. I don't like this. I haven't seen one of these since the Bulls and Tripe War. Oh, yeah, you're quite right, Burnley. Summit's up, love. Let's get down to the works. I want to talk to all our drivers.
What about him, Joss?
No, I don't want to talk to him. He's not one of our drivers. Come on.
I'm grounding you for a couple of weeks, Squadron Leader Fosdyke.
Sorry, Doc. Von Richthofen's expecting me.
This insane duel's going to be the death of all of us. One of the fitters ruptured himself last week lifting that pipe organ onto your aircraft. And Lord knows what you've dreamed up this week.
Well, I'll have to go a bit, Doc. Do you know, since Monday, the Baron has turned up with a troop of circus elephants, a mass gymnastic display, and the finale of Swan Lake. I can't let him get away with that.
I'm going to be frank with you, young fellow. I can't be responsible for you if you don't take a spot of leave.
I will. Directly after the next sortie, Doc.
Yeah, but don't you realise how badly this is affecting you? I didn't want to mention this, but apart from your flying helmeted scarf, you're stark naked.
Oh, that. Yes, I know. That's because shortly I shall be taking my morning bath. Look out of the window, Doc.
Good God, man. Lying in a bath, strapped to the upper wing of a sopwith camel, it's insanity. You catch your death of cold.
Doc, I face death every day, one way or another. See you when I get back.
Cheerio.
Fosdyke. Fosdyke. If you're hell-bent on this mad scheme, at least take a loofah.
And this is the only driver to report back so far?
I'm afraid so, Sir Joss.
Stan, can you speak, lad? Can you tell us what happened?
I just turned into Canal Street, and they came at me from everywhere. Sticks, bottles, iron bars. I was trapped in the cab. My mate was lucky. He got out.
Where is he now?
Swimming up the ship canal in a sack.
It's worse than I thought, Becky. It's got all the makings of a tripe war. Get me a vehicle.
Right. I'm going to Canal Street.
No, Joss, no. If you're going, I'm coming with you.
It's no place for a delicate woman.
Every driver has to have a mate. Fosdyke regulations.
Women. Hey, all right. Ump that load of tripe on the back. We'll do a delivery on the way. Oh.
Achtung, Achtung. All prisoners taking part in the cross-country run, please assemble at the main gate. Achtung! Achtung! All prisoners taking part in the cross-country run, please assemble at the main gate.
Come!
Yeah?
231 Fosdyke to see the commandant, please.
There is a procedure for such things.
What is it?
You have to come in here and ask me if you can see the commandant.
I've just done that.
You have? Good. So I can fit you in 3 weeks from today.
No, I want to see him now.
I'm sorry, the commandant is a very busy man.
Oh, I think he'll see me. You see, he's a very good friend of mine.
A friend? Of yours?
Yes, a very good friend. It's too complicated to explain, but I'm sure he'll see me if you just mention the name, Fosdyke.
Fosdyke. Wait here. Commandant Schmidt says, will you go in, please?
Thank you. Helmet!
Hands up.
Helmet, it's me, Dom. Take that gun away from my head.
Keep those hands up, and don't move a muscle. I'm glad he didn't use suds, Doc.
Yes.
The Met people were right for once, and plain water would have left a ring round the bath.
Yes. What did he use?
Milk.
Oh, thank God, no more a cookie's rice pudding.
Gosh, Fozzie can handle a kite. Never spilt a drop taking off. And if he doesn't stop these aerobatics, he's going to end up encasing yoghurt.
Hello, what's he doing now?
Pass me those glasses. Good God, he's getting out of the bath. He seems to be looking for something. Mildew, I hope you didn't forget to lay some soap out.
Of course not, sir. I left out a large bar of Pears Attar of Roses soap on the bath mat at the side of the bath.
That's where he's standing. Look out, Fossey!
Oh, he slipped!
No, he's hanging on by one hand to a strut.
Oh, isn't that typical of the man? He's making sure he doesn't fall naked into the grounds of that convent.
He can't hold on much longer.
My God, there he goes.
Plummeting like a stone through the air.
What can we do, sir?
Nothing, I'm afraid. We can only stand and watch a gallant gentleman fall to his death.
There they are.
Keep the engine running, Joss.
Petrol doesn't grow on trees, you know, Becky.
We may have to get out quick, Joss. I don't like the look of them.
I'll try and talk some sense into them. Open that window. Listen, you men, I've got no quarrel with you.
Well, we've got one with you, Foster.
Don't be silly, man. Let me talk to your spokesman.
Someone's coming forward, Joss.
Roger Ditchley.
He's throwing something. Look out!
Good. That's just a warning, Fosdyke, and the last one you're going to get.
What's this all about, Ditchley?
The Ditchley Shoddy Tripe and Pickles Company's going to squeeze you out of business, Fosdyke.
So you're the one behind the Small Tripe Men's Association. I might have guessed. Well, I'll stop your game.
Men, this man is only using you for his own vicious ends. You all know me.
Yeah.
I'm a fur man, and I'll make you a fur offer. A shilling each, and a job for every one of you at the Trike Works.
Don't listen to him, you fools. This is our chance to destroy Fosdyke's once and for all. Come on! Come on, you scum! Let's see what you're made of.
Get us out of here, quick! Phew. Ooh, that was nasty.
And it's not going to get any better, love. Canal Street today and who knows where tomorrow. Workhouse Street, Carbuncle Lane. I've got to stop him, Becky. And there's only one way.
No, Joss, no. Not that.
In episode 13 of The Fosdyke Saga by Bill Tidy and John Junkin, you heard Stephanie Turner as Rebecca Fosdyke and Philip Lowry as Joss. David Threlfall was Tom Fosdyke and N. Rytle, Albert Fosdyke. Christian Rodsker was Roger Ditchley with David Timpson as Schmidt. Other parts were played by Christopher Barr, John Dougal, David English, Larry Lamb, Nick Maloney, Nick Revel, David Ross, and John Westbrook. The Fosdyke Saga was produced by Alan Nixon.